Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I am so happy that you are here. Today, we have a really fun episode planned. Today, we are going to talk about the healing process when you choose to heal your relationship with food and your body. I often talk about healing, and I often talk about having a better relationship to food and to your body. But I realize that, you know, I know what that means. But when you may be listening to this, you may not truly understand what I mean when I talk about this, or it may seem very vague, right? When we are used to living in diet culture, when we are used to maybe having not so great relationship with ourselves, with food and our body, the thought of healing may seem like foreign and unfamiliar. So today I wanted to take the time to walk you through the process and what I mean when I say heal your relationship with food and your body, and how we get through that together, and what to expect when you embark on this journey to have a better relationship with food and your body. I know I am someone who, before doing anything, I like to do research. I like to understand. I like to know why I'm about to do what I'm going to do and what I'm going to get from it. So if you are that type of person too, I think you're really going to enjoy this episode. So before we get started in this episode, I did want to let you know that the Balance program is now officially open for enrollment. And this time is probably the most exciting time because the program is now 1 year old. So we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary. We've had so many people go through the program. The program keeps improving every time. And I'm so excited to open doors again and launch this time around. So if you are interested in healing your relationship with food and your body, if you're interested in working with me and getting my support and my help for the next 6 months to make sure that you get to that place where you just feel amazing around food, great in your body, and you can live the life you truly want, check the link in bio or check the link in the show notes to learn more about the program and schedule a connection call. So we do have application only this time around. So we want to make sure that we're getting the right people in the program and people I believe I can truly help and support. So be sure to apply and we will get on a call. There's no obligation to purchase when we get on a phone call. And that, I think, is super important because nowadays there's a lot of salesy people out there where I'm really here to support you and to see if this is a good fit for you. And if not, that's okay too. So if you are interested, if you want to learn more to see if this program is for you, if you could truly heal your relationship with food and your body through this program, get on a connection call. You can also go to www.thebalancedpractice.com/program. So that's thebalancedpractice.com/program. All right, my friends, let's get into this episode. All right, so before we talk about what to expect when we are healing our relationship to food and to our body, I just really want to talk about what this healing process entails and what I mean when I think about healing our relationship with food and our body. So when I think of an unhealthy relationship to food, I think of a relationship where food causes a lot of guilt, where food causes a lot of shame, or where following rules creates a lot of pride, right? So it goes in both ways. I think of a relationship that is obsessive, where we think about food all the time, where we worry about what is available, what is not available, where we get obsessive around what is healthy and what is unhealthy, when we attach our value to the foods that we eat, right? Like if I eat something super nutritious, I feel wonderful about myself. And if I eat something not as nutritious, I feel like the worst human, right? So when we attach value to that food, right? Also, when we go through cycles, when we go through cycles of being good, being on track and disciplined, to the other side where we feel completely out of control, where we overeat, maybe we binge, where we just feel really icky, right? I think about almost about it like a love-hate relationship to food, right? I've had some clients being like, I hate how much I love food, right? Like that type of relationship to me is where we see it as unhealthy. When we think of a healthy relationship to food is when food becomes just food. It has no relation to your worth or to your value as a human. It just is. It's when you learn how to nourish your body if you choose to, like if you want health to be, or if health is one of your value, you learn how to nourish your body in a way that makes you feel wonderful, that makes you feel aligned with your own values, without it becoming obsessive. You get to just eat and then move on, and it doesn't cause any guilt or shame. It actually can cause a lot of pleasure though, right? We get to have pleasure with food and use it as comfort without feeling out of control around it. So to me, I almost, through my own process of healing, I almost pictured it as like being able to have all the foods that I want in the house and be able to stay connected and aligned with myself and just being able to choose, right? Not feeling like, oh my God, I can't have this in my house or else, right? Like that to me is like the worst feeling. And same thing around our body. When we think of a healthy relationship around our body, to me, that means feeling at peace with our body, right? Feeling unconditionally at peace with your body. Not when I lose this amount of weight, then I'll be good, right? Or I need to lose weight because of X, Y, and Z. But being able to accept your body here and now and know that our body here and now is good and continue to take care of that body of ours, right? Being like, my body here and now is good, and letting go of the expectations that our body needs to be different, which doesn't mean that weight loss is no longer a goal forever, right? Like I have so many people who I start working with that are like, I cannot let go of the idea of weight loss. And I think it would be very foolish of me to tell you that you need to. I think it would be very, you know, it's not that it's wrong. It's that it's almost impossible at first to be like, I don't want weight loss anymore, because it's been so ingrained in our brain that that's exactly what we need and what we should strive for every day of our life. That the goal is not no longer wanting weight loss, but it's being able to put it on the back burner as we heal and being able to know that our body here and now is good, regardless if we lose weight or not. Right. And that's, to be honest, a hard part of the journey. And we'll talk about that when we think of like what to expect when we think of it. So in my world, the way that I work with clients through this, either in one-on-one practice or through the group program, is really through three lens, right? So we touch on food, body, and mind. So everything is interrelated. So when we think of food, we think of that relationship to food. So again, we think about understanding what our body requires, understanding nourishment, but taking away all the food rules, taking away the guilt from food, allowing ourselves to just eat and eat enough, right? And really serve our body and respect our body through nutrition. Then we talk about our body and our body image, right? So feeling good in our body, accepting our body, really reconnecting to our body, learning to trust our bodies again, right? And understanding our body. So I love science and I love to dive deep and really teach about like, why does our body react the way that it does? Why, like our body wants to survive, right? That's literally our goal. Every mechanism in our body is there to make sure that we live and that we survive. So really breaking down like why we do the things that we do is really important in terms of the way our body works. And then making peace with it, right? We get often so mad and upset about our body and we feel this constant fight, right? So we really want to work on that to find peace and respect and trust. So this is a whole process that we go through. And then we also have our mind and our mindset. right? So this is unpacking a lot of the core beliefs that we have around food and around body, and understanding those thinking traps and understanding the way that we think about these things and why we think about these things. So really making sure that we align our mind and our thoughts with our values, right? And again, this part is fun and it is sometimes really hard, but this is what we go through. We go through those three lenses. We want to make sure that all of these spheres are healing together, right? And it's really, really important. So now let's talk a little bit about what to expect when we are healing. All right, my friends, this is where I stop the podcast quickly to let you know about the Balance Program. It is now open for enrollment, which is so exciting. So I wanted to quickly let you know what this is. What is this program that this person is talking about? Well, the Balance Program is a 6-month online group program that is designed to help you heal your relationship with food in your body. It was created by myself, Marie-Pierre, a registered dietitian with a bachelor's in psychology. We go through 12 different modules to really help you understand, get the knowledge, but also how to implement change in your life, how to really start shifting the way you see yourself, the way you see food. Often my participant will say, you know, this is like an iceberg. We think it's just about food in our body, but this type of work will go into all the other areas of your life, right? It impacts your self-worth, your confidence, the way that you show up, your relationships, right? Your career. We really want to make sure that food and body is no longer an issue for you so you can really show up. So through this, you will have modules that you're going to get to learn at your own pace, but you also get my support for 6 months. So you have support throughout the whole 6 months. I commit to you. I want to be there with you through this and make sure that you're actually seeing change. And we get to meet every week. So every week we hang out together, we answer questions, and we push the growth. This is a program for you if you want change, if you're ready to do the work to have change, right? Like you're listening through this podcast, it's not an easy thing when we're thinking of healing your relationship with food in our body. And that's okay because you can do hard things and it is so worth it. I don't have one person who's been through the program that said that this is not worth the work, right? This work is difficult and it's also life-changing. So if you are interested in getting the support and guidance that you need to truly heal, check out the link in the show notes or go to www.thebalancedpractice.com/program. You do need now to apply to be part of the program and we will jump on a connection call to make sure that this is right for you. All right, my friend, let's go back to the podcast. All right, so in terms of healings, there are a lot of things to expect as we are going through this, right? Something that I think a lot about is like those growth pains. Healing is growing, right? We are growing, we are becoming better, we're learning a lot more about ourselves, but that also sometimes comes with discomfort and pain. So let's go through a few step-by-steps that you know we need to expect when we're doing this. First of all, we need to expect discomfort. And this mostly comes from the fact that it's unfamiliar, right? If you have been someone who's been living in diet culture for a really, really long time, if you've always been dieting, if you've always been in a place where you dislike your body and you shame yourself into doing all the things because that's what diet culture does, expect to be uncomfortable when we are changing that paradigm, right? It is unfamiliar, and something that's unfamiliar is uncomfortable. And when things are uncomfortable, we often want to run back to what is familiar. See this vicious cycle? Which makes sense, right? So imagine that you have this comfort zone. What we're doing is that we are pushing your comfort zone. It makes sense that there's going to be time through this healing process that you're like, oh my God, I feel so much discomfort. There's so much growth pains. I just want to go back to what I know, right? Even if what you know is not great, like we know dieting sucks, but it is familiar, which makes it more comfortable than the healing process itself. So do expect that you will feel some type of discomfort, some type of growth, discomfort for sure, but that is part of the process and that it's okay because you can do hard things, especially when you are supported. right? When you have the step-by-step method and you are supported, you are able to do hard things and you are able to push through. You also want to know, and what I want everyone to know who's going through this, this is not an all or nothing process. This is not a pass or fail, right? There's no one right way to heal. There's no one right way to do this process, right? Everybody is going to look so different, and it's all going to be based on your own experience and how you learn and things that are coming up in your life. So there's no one way at succeeding, right? So we really want to walk away from that all or nothing paradigm of like, you're either doing all the things or you're not. What we know from this is that we are often in the gray zone when we are healing, right? There's so much to learn. There's so much, learning opportunities for us as we're going through this, but it's never going to be all or nothing. We really need to work on this mindset that we need to do it completely right, because you won't. Right? Because there's no right way. So we're really going to work through understanding those nuances as we are healing, and that you will have so many wonderful victories. There's going to be so many things that you're going to be able to do. There's going to be so many things that you're going to be able to accomplish. And you're going to have a lot of like lows, right? And this is part of this roller coaster. I know some of the clients who've been through the program, they talk about the program as a roller coaster of ups and downs. And this is healing, my friends. Like, it's not, I don't know if you've ever seen this meme of like what you expect. It's like from start to finish, and it's just a straight line, and then reality, and it's this like scribble. It's normal that it's that way, right? It's normal that healing is not linear. We will go up and down. So although you'll have so many victories, you will have those lows, those moments when, again, it's a little bit harder, when there's more friction, when diet culture is pulling you back. And that is to be expected, right? One of the clients I supported in the program, she talked about it by like a spiral. It's not that you're going down. It's not that you're reverting back. It's that you're spiraling around, right? So you're kind of like coming back, but to spin more forward. I don't know. I'm using my hands right now, but you can't see me. But basically, it's normal. All these lows are actually part of the process, and you need to have them to truly heal, right? Because every time you're getting pulled back, every time you're having a harder place, you are realigning with what you truly want. So if you're being pulled back into diet culture and you're like, oh my God, today is so hard. My brother-in-law did this diet and he lost all this weight, and now I feel like I should do it too. And you take the time and you get the support again here to really realign, to be like, what do I truly want? And you choose to continue this journey, that, my friend, is a huge victory, right? And that, my friend, is part of the process that we need to experience. We need to experience those pullbacks to really know that what you're doing is aligned with you and what you want to do. So expect that it's not all or nothing, that there are going to be ups and there are going to be downs. And all of it is part of it, right? We can't go through it without it. And again, if you are able to get support through those lows, right? Get a community of people who understand that, right? This part is so important. When we leave diet culture, a lot of people who do it on their own, they feel lost, and it makes sense, right? And like I've had a one-on-one practice for years, and that's why I started the program, is that even with one-on-one, in between sessions, you are back in diet culture world, and sometimes it feels heavy. Sometimes it feels like a lot. So having a community of people who are going through the same things, who can support you through this and like really support you through those lows, is really, really, really beneficial. All right. Another thing to expect is that we're going to have to set boundaries through this, and not all of your relationships and not all the people in your life may respect the healing process that you are going through, right? And this makes me think of, I don't know if you guys are on TikTok or not, but there is like this new like type of video, reels or whatever, that's all about like when you grow, there's some people that are not going to like it in your life. And I've seen this with many clients that I have, some people who are maybe super stuck in diet culture, maybe some people who benefit from diet culture, who are not going to love the fact that you are going through this growth process. And that is okay. And that's to be expected. And that's not for everyone, to be honest with you. Like, for some people, like, everybody's super supportive of this journey. And that's what we hope for. And that's what we want. And that would be awesome. But for some of us, myself included, we have to set some boundaries, right? We're starting to learn how to advocate for ourselves. We're starting to learn how to have our own back and how to really put that effort into protecting ourselves and our energy, and knowing that it's not everybody who will understand, and that's okay. Not everybody has to understand, right? Then there's going to be the questioning parts, right? And this goes a bit with, like, when diet culture pulls you back, but sometimes you're going to question this journey. You're going to question this process. You're going to question yourself because it's so different. Because healing is, again, uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and it's going to push you to really learn about yourself. It's going to push you to really understand yourself, and that often will create questions. And for most of my participants, they've reported it's not just questions about, you know, food and body. Sometimes it's question about yourselves and why you do the things that you do and the relationships that you're in. We're really questioning, which, again, is really great. But just be aware that if you are going through the healing process and you're questioning it, you're like, you know what, is this actually worth it? Is it going to work for me? Can I do this? Should I just go back to dieting? It doesn't mean that you failed at the process. It doesn't mean that, you know, you won't recover or that you won't heal. It means that you are human and that you are going through this questioning phase, right, that we all have. And if you've already healed your relationship with food, or you're in the process of, you're probably nodding your head right now like, yep, I did question probably every day for the first 3 months, but here we are, right? And it's a normal part of it. And again, most people will go through questioning, is this truly what I want? And is it truly okay? And am I allowed to heal? Am I allowed to let go of diets? Am I allowed to let go of food rules, right? That part in itself is really, it's just part of it. Another thing to expect is that sometimes you're not going to see your victories until you're way further ahead. And this happens often with the group participants, that they'll have, you know, victories in themselves, but because we're not weighing ourselves or we're not measuring and we're not using, like, objective measures to see the success, right? Because, again, we're not using numbers or weights or anything like that. Sometimes you don't necessarily acknowledge those victories. You don't necessarily see the progress until you get to the point where you're like, man, it's been a month and I haven't been stressed out around food. Or there's an event that happened, it's a party, and you're just feeling great and in control, and you don't care that there's a whole buffet there because you're just like, oh man, I'm good. Like, I get to listen to my body and it's fine, right? So we call it almost like you really is like that grows like in reverse, right? So sometimes you don't see it when it happens, but it's through time and experiences that you're like, oh shit, like, it's getting a lot better. Like, I'm feeling so much better. I'm feeling confident. Like, I haven't realized that it's been better. Or sometimes it's when we have one of those low days of, like, a bad body image day, and you feel really low and you're like, wait, I used to feel like this all the time, and now it's been one day in, like, the last month. Like, whoa, this is really awesome. Right? So just know that progress will be seen differently than when we're in diet culture. In diet culture, it's like those weekly weigh-ins, and you get to see right away if you're doing good or not good and all of that. P.S. I'm totally rolling my eyes right now. but through this healing process, it will be different. So it won't be like a number game. It's really going to be through experience and time that you're going to start seeing those big victories, and you're going to start seeing a huge difference. And often what I've noticed too is when you hear other people talk. So you'll be with friends and they're going to start talking about which diet they're going to start this summer. And you're like, holy moly, I have not thought about that. Like, what? Like, this is so cool. Or maybe some people who are, like, body shaming themselves, and you're just like, oh, I remember when I used to do that. Like, that was not really great. Like, look how far I've come. So that's a cool thing that happens when you really get to realize that. And then the last thing I want to talk about, what to expect in healing journey, expect your self-love and your confidence to go through the roof. And this happens with most people that I work with, right? By the end of the program, or even just through their healing journey, that their confidence in themselves is just exceeding their expectation, where they know from this point forward that they got themselves, that they got their back. They feel confident in what they're doing, in their journey, in themselves. And that confidence is priceless, right? Because it's no longer like, oh, I feel confident because I'm a size X, right? It's no, I feel confident because I know I'm a like really cool human being and I got this and I got myself. So confidence is a huge part of this, where we just feel so wonderful. And even the self-love and advocacy, right? Knowing that you're going to start learning about yourself a lot deeper. You're going to start connecting to yourself a lot deeper and advocating for yourself. And that part, my friend, is priceless. When you get to a point where, you know, you just love yourself or like yourself even, and you advocate for yourself and you know that you're good and you got you, again, you no longer play small, you no longer dim your light. And I think that's the biggest thing that I see is when we are stuck in diet culture, we dim our light, right? Because so much of our brain power is stuck on how we look, what we eat, what will other people think. And once we do this healing process, like none of that is there. So we get to use that brain space to just live and align and truly be there and connected. And that part, my friends, is the best part of the journey, in my opinion. I know everybody has a different opinion about this, but to me, the fact that once you heal, you get to show up, you get to stop playing small and just truly shine and be you and not have to worry about food and body and all that stuff is magical. And it makes it all worth it, right? So my friends, I hope that this episode was helpful into letting you know like what I mean when I think about healing, right? What I mean when I think about the healing process with food in your body and what to expect when you're actually about to start or in it, right? Knowing that just choosing not to diet again does not mean that our relationship to food and body is healed. You know, sometimes I truly wish it was that people are like, you know what? F diets, they don't work. I know they don't work. And then we wish that it could just be super easy to walk away from it. And it's not always. And that's totally okay. And if you do want help and you do want support and you are ready, I'm here to support and guide you through this process. I would be so honored to be on your team, right? To really help you through this growth, to really help you through this healing so you too can just feel wonderful in your body and with food in your life and just show up, right? My favorite quote ever from one FB program participant is, I just get to live my life and I get to live freely. And that's what I want for everyone. Like I want us to stop feeling stuck in this cycle. So again, if you are ready and if you're like, you know what, this year, this summer, this is where the healing happens. This is what we're going to do. I am here for you. Check out the Balance Program that is today. So Wednesday, May 26, 2021 is now open for enrollment. So we're going to be open until Monday the 31st. So we can all start together in this healing journey. The places are limited in the program. So if you are interested, go apply now and we'll get on a phone call. And again, no obligation to purchase when you get on a phone call. I just want to make sure it's the right fit for you. And if it's not, I can maybe direct you in a better spot, another program, maybe one-on-one, other services. I want to be sure that you feel confident with, you know, your decision to start this process, and I want to feel confident that I can truly support you and be there for you along the way. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I will catch you next week in the next episode. Bye for now.